Thank you very much. I'm coming to you live from the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. Give them a round of applause. Second annual. Two times. Two fingers for this ladies' festival. That sounded gross. Referring to fingering right off the bat. It's going to be a good night. It's almost midnight. Is that when we're allowed to get blue? Is midnight?
Yes.
Or how about just now? All right, that works. This we did this last year, and when back for the second year. Clap if you were here. Yes. We're here. Was it enjoyable?
Yeah.
All right. It was the best. Feels though that might be an overstatement, but I appreciate it. As you eat your rice cake. That's loud. You know that we have microphones that will hear you eating ice cake. That'd be even better. What about an ice cake? It hurts, but it's so sweet. Be delicious. Thank you for laughing. She's on the show. It's all good. So we're going to talk to some hilarious ladies from all around the world and less. Good yawn, by the way. We're getting off to a good start. Saw you yawning over there. It's the kind of thing you should save for your home, but it's fine. It's not that no one will see you, but I can. You know I'm a real person, right? I'm not TV. So it's all good. Well, let's get this shit started. I'm going to welcome my first guest slash kind of co-host because she did such a great job last year. I brought her back. She's the only one to return, actually. That's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's you. Give it up for Megan Gailey, everybody.
I feel like it would have been presumptuous to assume that I did such just to start getting up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was me. I did a great job.
You did.
Thank you.
Do you remember it? Like it was yesterday?
I do. I remember it. I remember finding out that Stacy, one of the producers of the Funny Festival, used to be fat because she ate too many zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes.
I feel like that's the only thing I remember. of the whole
Yes, I bring that up every time that I see Stacy.
Sorry. Now I'm.
They've raised the price. It's now 75 cents for a zebra cake. So you'd probably have stayed thin as a kid if that were the case. Aw. You should paint, like, stripes in them.
Oh, yeah. You could put, like, little chocolate zigzags.
That would be fun. Don't make it out of chocolate, though. Make it out of something healthy. What's
brown
and healthy?
Like almond butter zigzags?
Make some almond butter zigzags. Some fake zebra cakes. Could you leave and do that, please? And come back by the end of the show like it's some sort of cooking podcast? Makes sense. It is at the Women's Funny Festival.
Nailed it.
Thank you very much. Not true. Women don't have to cook.
That's nice.
Grubhub does that, right?
Yeah. That too makes the food. Grubhub.
Grubhub.com, a website, mm-hmm. makes the food. Megan, thank you for coming. You're my friend. You're part. By the way, I want to point this out now and maybe later. You're going to be on the stage in a couple days.
Yeah, next week.
For the TBS Just for Laughs Festival. Clap it up for that. That's pretty awesome. Doing a live podcast.
Yeah.
Your podcast.
It'll be just like this.
Probably better.
There'll be a Bears player here.
Ooh, do you know who? Are you allowed to say?
He just retired. He had like a very, very famous YouTube video because he threw his own retirement party at a White Castle.
Okay.
So it got like 1.2 million hits. Because athletes aren't usually that funny. So
no,
he was very funny. His name's Anthony Adams.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he was on the 49ers, and then he was on the Bears.
Anybody here know Anthony Adams?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The boys do. He's great.
He's all right.
Oh, wow. Okay. He's really fun. He's really funny and like a good man.
He's middle of the road, we would say. But you're going to be a good guest on the podcast?
I think so. I think so. There might be other people.
So what do you think about? Are you scared to do a live podcast? Like, it's kind of frightening. Like, there's tons of people. Like, we've done this in my bedroom on my futon / bed.
Yeah.
Which is now I got a real bed. I got an adult bed. I did. I have a queen-size bed.
Woo!
Yeah, I bought Hank Thompson's bed.
Oh.
It's pretty fun if you know Hank Thompson.
I've sat in that bed, too. Oh,
look at that. It's come in real handy with my lady friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I feel like you just had this podcast again, so you could tell us all of you have a girlfriend now.
She's a good person.
You guys met as a girlfriend this year.
My ladies, my mom and her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
Oh, come on. That's sweet. And Megan.
Thank you.
Oh.
Good job.
That's not true.
No, you.
I like you a good deal.
Yeah.
We became... Very good. We did a road trip.
Gotten in one fight.
Over Gobstoppers. That's correct.
Matt wanted to buy Gobstoppers, and I was blackout drunk. Gobstoppers are fucking losers.
She did. And she
if you're going to get snacks at 3 in the morning, why would you get Gobstoppers? It's, get combos. Get pull and peel Twizzlers. Get zebra cake. Like, all you do is suck on them.
Yeah, it's good. I like to suck on things.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. He loves Anthony Adams and sucking on them.
No, he said he was all right.
He's all right. Did you play football, sir?
No.
Shut your mouth. It's all good. One fight. We went to Milwaukee not too long ago and did a show in a hotel room. Or not a hotel room.
Hotel room. That would have been better, actually. We did a show in a hotel lobby.
In the hotel lobby. It was like a bar, but it was the entire lobby.
Yeah, so when people would, like, walk in to be checking in, and we'd just be like, what are you guys here for? Like, the worst heckling of, like, people that are like, I'm on a business trip.
Yeah.
I just found out I missed my kid's soccer game, and now I have these four idiots from Chicago shouting at me.
Yelling, what's your room number? No one would ever get
it. We got paid so much for doing such a terrible job.
Worst.
No, it was the best.
Well, true. But then on the ride home, we shared deep, dark secrets with each other.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was really fun with Jeff. It was a fun time.
I forgot we shared those secrets.
I don't remember what they are. I'm not here to, like, out you in front of all these people.
Oh, come on.
Mine was that I put some things in my butt. That was the only thing that I shared.
I don't remember what mine was.
I'm starting to remember them, and we're better off.
Okay, maybe let's not.
I admitted to the butt thing, but I think you're better off. For those of you coming in late, I stuck things in my butt once. And I told Megan about it in a car. Yeah. It's a good time. On the way there, we play, and we've done this before on multiple road trips, we played Fuck, Marry, Kill.
It's my favorite game.
So many times. Who's ever played Fuck, Marry, Kill? Yeah. Alright, so I spent the day writing up Fuck, Marry, Kill scenarios of sports stars, because I know you love sports.
I do.
And movies/TV. Now, some of the other people on the panel will do some of these, but I wanted to give you some first.
Okay.
I wanted to go at least one good and one bad/weird.
Yeah, you gotta do... okay.
So, for those of you who don't know, Megan's from Indianapolis. She's a big Indianapolis Colts fan. Any Colts fans in the audience?
I'm so excited. That was so nice of you to you like Indianapolis. Are you like...
I go to IU.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
I went to Indiana University.
Oh, cool. He didn't finish.
I went for telecommunications, and then communications, and then general studies, and then they asked me not to go.
Yeah, and then still.
Yeah.
Three majors, zero degree. That's great.
3 years in, I think I was technically a sophomore, like first semester.
Really?
Sophomore. Yeah. I took horrible classes.
Wow.
Badminton, piano, working in groups, which I got a D in.
Working in groups?
That's a class. It's a business class, working in groups.
Jesus.
Yeah. I also took rock and roll history, too, because I'd already taken rock and roll history.
I took a class where I had to have a pet cockroach. That was the whole point of the class.
That's all you had?
The man is like, his claim to fame is that he's the lead consultant for the show Fear Factor. And I needed a science class, and they were like, you have a pet cockroach. And then I got my cockroach, and it was pregnant, so I killed it.
Oh, no.
I don't have a fucking pregnant cockroach living in my dorm room.
That's a very valid point. Did you get an F in the class?
No, I just had to write why I decided to kill it.
Nice. Do you remember any of that paper? Like, just I didn't want a pregnant cockroach? Or?
Yeah, I didn't want that.
You didn't justify it anymore than that?
One cockroach was enough. Yeah,
like the world doesn't need more cockroaches?
Well, I actually started, I just stopped, because you'd have to like flip the lid open and give it food.
Yeah.
And it scared me so much that I wasn't able to do, this one like shook a lot.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to lift it open because I thought I was going to like jump out and like somehow like slit my throat.
Sure, that's realistic.
So I stopped. I was 18. Okay. I was a virgin, so I wasn't. I didn't know what was going on in the world.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And so I didn't. I kind of started starving it to death.
Oh no!
And then my roommate was like, "You need to just kill it. This isn't okay." So it was like getting fat from pregnant, but was starving.
Oh. Did you go by? Like,
yeah. No, it was really terrible.
Yeah. Did you go buy, like, a small cockroach pillow and then in the middle of the night just, like, peel it over? Or do you use a shoe? What did you use? How did you do it? You get a hotel? Cockroach?
I think my roommate actually had to do it for me.
You can't even do it yourself. That is pathetic.
It scared me.
It's fine. Let's do a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
She's a Colts fan. I got a couple former Colts and a current Colt. One of them is your boyfriend, or you want it to be. Dwight Freeney.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What that?
Sorry. It's involuntary.
Oh, that's good. I like
that. Is
that
good? Is that a medical thing?
No. You know what? If that's a medical thing, if you make grunts and noises when people say Dwight Freeney, you're the coolest man on the planet.
It's Tourette's. It's, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, now we're next. We're bringing it up. Dwight Freeney?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, there you go. You can tell that one's fake. Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I said this was a good one.
Fuck, okay. I'd kill Luck.
Oh, really?
I know. I just feel like he's the youngest, and sure. I want him out of here.
Okay.
I'd marry... when you marry them, that means you get to have sex with them a lot. So yeah, I'd marry Freeney,
and
then I'd fuck Peyton.
Fuck Peyton. That's pretty good. Anyone? Okay, that's fine. Now I've got one bad. Because you're a Colts, or you're an Indianapolis person, and you probably hate these people, Tom Brady, Patrick Ewing, because he fucked over the Pacers so many times in the 90s.
I know.
And going back to football, because he fucked over the Colts in 95, Cordell Stewart.
I feel I'm fucking Brady. Like, I'm hate-fucking Brady.
Okay, sure.
I'm marrying Cordell.
Really?
I mean, he's going to die the soonest, I think.
Because he played football?
And Ewing, I'm killing, for sure.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah, he's not even, like, good. And he's still mad. Like, he still hates Reggie.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen interviews with him. He seems so upset.
Give it up, Pat. That's what I'd say to him.
Yeah, you guys won.
You know what he should do? He should marry Cheryl Miller and hate fuck her.
I'm pretty sure.
Has that been admitted?
So, I think she wanted to have like a grand coming out, and everyone was like, "Yeah, we know."
Yeah, you look like Reggie Miller.
Yeah, like no, we wanted a male basketball player, not you.
Oh, she was so good.
She's the great.
Oh no!
See, now they're trying to silence me.
Yeah,
she's one of the greatest female athletes of all time.
Well, let's say athletes. We're at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival.
When Reggie got drafted, the like parting question they said to him, they were like, "Are you excited to play for the Pacers?" And everyone like didn't want him on the Pacers.
Yeah, they wanted Steve Alford.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It was a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Fun.
There's a hotel in Newcastle, Indiana.
And so their like parting words was like, "Well, if you're half as good as your sister, the Pacers got a great pick." And his face just goes, like he was pissed. And it was like before they knew how to edit things out.
And how great he was as well. He was fantastic.
Yeah, he turned out being good.
Hall of Famer. I miss him every day.
I know. He's still around.
Anybody else want to talk about sports?
Did the Spurs win? They were up by 4 with 5 seconds to go.
Spurs won? Cool. Did the Hawks win?
I don't watch hockey.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, they did win, actually.
They did win. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Now I don't know if I can believe you or not.
I remember catching.
Yeah, they were up 3-2 in the third.
Well, that's exciting. This will be coming out tomorrow, so it'll update some people that didn't catch it online or anything like that. We're going to move along, but I want you to stay on mic, because if I suck it, you got to bring up some fun topics.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Keep it up for Megan Day Gailey. Let her know how you love her. As they come up, you just move down.
Oh, okay.
But then when you get to the fourth seat, I want you to stay there because I want you to be on mic and the rest of the people will move to the back.
Oh, wow.
People need to see you is what I'm saying.
All right, thank you.
Okay, very good. That got awkward. All right, this first – well, it's your co-host. Let's say first guest. Second guest, bless you, person in the audience that sneezed. Was part of the festival tonight. She did a wonderful show with a group called the Pop-Tarts, I believe their name is.
Okay.
She was also featured in a movie with me – called Thirsty Blackwater's Karaoke Showdown. We'll probably talk about that. Give it up for Binda Ingolstadt, everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Little left hand shake. I'm sorry. I was reaching for the mic at the time. Hello.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Hi.
I did say your name right, didn't I?
Ingolstadt, sure, yeah.
I feel like we're having a mic problem. You might have to hold it down.
Yeah,
at the
did I just hold it lower?
No, it pops out.
I'm going to two-hand it.
Well, luckily this is audio, so it's fine if you don't record it.
Okay.
This is being sarcastic.
Binga?
Benda.
Benda. It's like Brenda, but no R.
Okay. B-E-N-D-A.
B-E-N-T-E.
It's how it's pronounced, but it's spelled B-E-N-T-E. It's a Danish name.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That is cool.
Exactly. I had the same conversation with Benda a few years ago on top of a double-decker bus.
That's right.
We were former colleagues. If you ever, do you guys ever see the trolleys and double-decker buses downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were tour guides. You were driving.
I was a driver.
But you also guided as well.
I sadly still work there. You've made your way out of the business.
Only because they wouldn't keep me over the winter.
Were they not?
I don't know. I didn't risk it. I was like, I'll leave before you fire me.
Do you want to stand on top of a bus and freeze during the winter?
Do they have them going during the winter?
They do.
Yes, they do.
And people come from all around the world and want to ride on top of a bus in like 25 degrees.
But also because they have contracts, because they wrap the buses in advertising.
Do, yeah.
So you have to have these buses circulating,
yeah,
whether you have tour guides or visitors.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes you just drive it around.
Sometimes
you
just drive a bus and listen to music.
Wow.
Wasting gas, polluting the earth, but Samsung gets
The trolleys are big during the winter, though.
Yeah, that's
people go on like trolley crawls.
Yeah, pub crawl.
You do a lot. You do a ladies' pub crawl. Does that still happen every year?
I'm no longer friends with the person.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I brought that up.
We've broken up our friendship.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. She's a horrible person.
No, she's okay. She's nice.
No, she was nice. We're just not friends anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. But you used to. At one point, you did grab a trolley full of ladies.
I did.
And we did a pub crawl.
It was super fun.
It was super fun.
Anyone here ever been on a pub crawl?
I, of course, have.
Yeah. A couple people? Yes, of course, Megan. How many pub crawls? You said you're going to 20. You just did stand-up. You said you're going to 25 weddings, right?
15.
You were invited to 20. Going to 15.
You're going to 15 weddings?
In like a year and a half.
Oh, wow. I can count on one hand the number of weddings I've been to.
In your life?
Yes.
How many?
No one invites me. I've been to 3.
Oh, okay.
And 2 of them were family. So it's like,
wow. That doesn't count.
People hurry up and get
You've
married.
You've saved so much money, though.
I want to go. Like, I like weddings. I enjoy them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between, like, I feel like there's got to be, like, a happy scent between 3 and 15 in 1 year.
Yeah, 15 seems like a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
are they all in the same, like, state area?
No, of course
no?
not.
How far are you going for a wedding?
I have to go to Nashville for one.
Okay.
And they're all, like, fun. Like, I'm in a lesbian wedding, so,
nice.
I want to do that, definitely.
Sure,
I'm on the man's side of a wedding, like man.
That was
going to
be my question. If you're standing up in any of them,
I'm in 3 of them in less than a month.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Yeah. And then the other one, it was a man that was a star basketball player at IU, and I'm in that one. So it's like, I'm not going to skip any of these cool ones. His name is Tom Coverdale. He's a lot older than you.
Are you guys best friends?
Well, no, I'm friends with the woman he's marrying.
I also feel
but
like
now we're best friends. Yeah,
like,
of course.
I feel like the term star is maybe not correct.
He was on a national championship team, and he was white and had red hair. I feel like that's fucking noteworthy.
First of all, he was not on a national championship team. They lost
to Maryland.
They
were in the finals.
But they didn't win.
Okay, national finals.
Well, you're do a sports podcast, so get it right.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry that your podcast is happening at midnight, and I can't remember my 2002 NCAA basketball stats.
Well,
Juan Dixon,
that's correct.
Oh,
look at that. This guy knows, and he doesn't even watch. I don't know why you don't watch. You did a great job, Megan.
Thanks. Ask her some stuff.
Benda, we should talk about it.
Oh, all right.
Why do you think people don't invite you to weddings?
Oh, no. I don't know. Or maybe
you're a fun gal, I would say.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't know anybody who's really my best friend at home in Houston got married a couple years ago. But it was like a courthouse wedding.
Okay.
And I was like abroad, so I couldn't go. And then I had a couple of friends, a gay marriage happened just like this past weekend, and they invited me, but they invited me a month before.
So you were like a C-list?
Well, they weren't inviting anyone. I was going to be their witness and guest because they were coming from Scotland to Boston to get married and then go to New York for their honeymoon.
Right.
Like, we want you to be our witness. And I was like, I cried, and I was like, of course, I'll do it. When is it? And they're like, in a month. And I was like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't. I had a show or something. Like, I just think I couldn't get out of. So it was – I was so disappointed.
Oh, wow.
I there's no excuse. I should have done it anyway.
For a European gay wedding, you should
have. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
I feel
so
like that
more.
Trumps anything.
Oh,
yeah.
No. You guys, I already feel terrible.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. I'll make it up
Where are
to
you
them.
From in Houston?
I grew up on the southwest side, like...
Like Beaumont?
Like Memorial, Derry, Ashford area.
What high school did you go to?
I went to high school in Denmark, actually. I didn't go to high school in Houston. My dad's from Denmark, and I went to boarding school for high school.
Boarding school?
Is it fancy, or was it punishment? We don't know.
Then I gotta ask, was your boarding school fancy, or was it punishment?
Was it military?
It was not. It felt like punishment. I was forced to go. I didn't want to go. It was only meant to be for a year. But then after a year, because Denmark's so liberal and like you can get away with it, I was like, ooh, I want to stay here. Yeah, exactly. So I asked my parents if I could stay, and they were like, oh, that wasn't.
Were most people Danish, or were they?
So
they were American. Were they Americans?
They were mostly Danish. And in fact, my freshman year, my ninth grade class was a Danish speaking class, and I didn't speak Danish.
Oh my God.
So I just sat there for the first 6 months. Sorry. I didn't.
Danish.
Okay.
Yeah, not
speed dating.
No. Yeah, her whole night was speed dating.
I'm sorry. I should.
They had to buy 85 bells because they constantly were just dinging bells every day.
Were you like insanely homesick? I couldn't have sleepovers.
No, it was awful. It was awful, and I was so mad at my parents. And the first 6 months, I wouldn't talk to anyone who wouldn't speak English. I was such a brat. I was 14 though, and I was like forced to go. But then as soon as I made an effort, I was like, oh, I'm having a really nice time.
Were there boys at the school?
There were. And they'd only introduced. It was originally an all boys school. The school was established in 1565. It's like the oldest school in Denmark, and they only introduced women into the school in the 80s. So it used to be an all-boys school.
So they had like 400 years without.
Yeah, without.
So you only used urinals then?
Like that's they had right. They didn't modernize anything. But I did the internet. Once I got past freshman year, they had the international system. So I did do English classes and all that stuff.
Can
so
you speak Danish now?
I could.
What do you want to – what do you, Megan, what would you say?
I don't know. My grandmother was Danish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was born in like – Boston, but she was very. I mean, she was Danish.
Yeah,
though.
For sure. Yeah,
she was my best friend.
Yeah.
So like, I love Danish people.
That's
a lot.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Can you talk about Megan's grandma?
Sure. Megan's is your mother's grandmother.
My mother's mother. Yeah, my
mother's. Megan's mormor var fra Danmark, og de var bedste venner. Og jeg tror ikke hun i live nu, men ja.
What is that? Yeah, well, first of all, clap. From
that
never knowing the language to then knowing that, that's pretty impressive.
It felt like we were on a plane that was landing, like in Denmark. Yeah, like, did we just get welcome to Copenhagen?
What did you say?
I said, with Megan, and we're talking about her grandmother. We are best friends. And I go, I don't know if she's still alive.
She's not, but that's
I
okay.
Did, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
It
yeah.
was good. It was a good death. like one of those old ones, you know?
Yeah. She lived a while.
Yeah. She did. Yeah, she lived with us for a while.
What age did she live till?
She lived till she was 86.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
she was,
great.
Yeah, she was fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a good time.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm cool with it.
No, it's fun. Do you have any living grandparents, or are they all...
Just one. Just yeah, one? And she's smoked for 70 years.
Oh, wow.
And has no health issues because of it.
Tell me she's still in her 70s.
No, she's like 87.
Oh, wow. So started when she was 17. Yeah.
My Danish grandfather lived to be 90, and he smoked until he was like in his 70s, and then he decided to quit. Eventually, emphysema did get him, though. But he was 90.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we can all agree. Yeah. You got to die of something at that point in time. Bender, before we move you along... You did an audition for SNL Mexico?
I did, last night. I did the SNL Mexico audition.
So what's that all about?
So they're going to do an SNL in Mexico, and they already have one in Italy and in Spain and in Japan.
Okay.
I know. And I guess they do have some original sketches, but a lot of it's like the best of SNL that is translated.
Okay.
So someone was telling me they saw Cowbell in Italian, and apparently it was terrible. Yeah. But, I mean, it's still really exciting. So they had two producers from Mexico, and they saw 20 Spanish-speaking comedians, improvisers last night.
You speak Spanish, too?
I do. Yeah, my mother's from Mexico.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any Danish coloring. I'm very...
Yeah, when you said Danish, I was like, I don't want to say she's lying, but like I feel like it is.
Yeah, right. No,
so
no,
your
no.
mom is Mexican and your dad is...
That's right,
where did they meet?
In Mexico, my dad moved there for work, and my dad was studying Spanish, she was studying English.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the Mexican jackpot. It is.
Is that it?
That's it.
Finding someone that doesn't live in Mexico.
Yeah, like a Western European dude there for work. That's like any jackpot.
That's a valid point. I'm looking for one now if anyone knows of anybody. will pay up to $5.
But yeah, so we did the showcase and it went really well. And
nice. We'll so you may be moving happens. To Mexico, or do they record that here?
So they recorded in Mexico, and I told my mom called me this morning, and she was like, "How'd it go?" And I was like, "I'm really well." And she just started crying, and she's like, "I don't want you to move to Mexico." Oh. She's like convinced I'm going to be kidnapped and murdered. So. Oh. You know,
and that's scary because, like, that's where scary. She's from.
Right. Right, exactly. Don't go there. Like, we'll go, like, my dad's blonde, blue eyes, and we'll go to Mexico, and she's like, "Don't stand next to me." Right, yeah. Because
she's like, "You're going to get taken.
You're a target, and I don't want to be associated."
Yeah, but you would probably get really cool bodyguards and stuff. It'd be like, "Girl on fire." What's that called? Man on fire?
Man on fire.
Could be like that.
Oh, I mean, if it was, yeah, I'd be into that.
I'd be good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Did you have to do characters in Spanish?
Yes. Everything was in Spanish, which was intimidating.
So did you do, like, Spanish, like Miley Cyrus?
I wish I had. That's a great idea. No, I tried to avoid speaking as much as possible. So, like, I did 3 bits. The first one was, like, totally physical. And the second one was a Spanish character, a Spanish-speaking character. And the third thing was, like, a song that the Pop-Tarts actually do where Jen sings in English and I translate it to Spanish. And so I was like, I'm going to pull this off for this showcase. And yeah, so I got away with it. But one of the producers did come up to me afterwards and she said to me in Spanish, "Okay, let's talk." And I was like, "Uh-oh." And like, she just asked me questions to make me speak Spanish.
Yeah. To make sure you were fluent.
Exactly.
Fluent.
Yeah. And that was super intimidating. But I think I passed it off, you guys.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, guys. Give it up for Benda. Did a wonderful job. You're welcome. She also hates slugs. Just recently got her driver's license. I'm just going to share the facts that we didn't go through. Have you hit any slugs with your car?
I don't have a car. I just got the license, so I wouldn't have to do the driving test when I changed over.
Oh.
Because I had a Texas license. And if you let it expire, you have to do the driving test.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's not good.
So I was trying to... Because today's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Wire.
You are the least selfish woman I've ever met. I would have come up here like, "It's my fucking birthday."
I put it in my email to Matt.
She did. I told her happy birthday earlier.
So it was, is it midnight yet?
It is. So technically it's not your birthday.
Okay, so it was yesterday. Yesterday.
Now you just look desperate.
No. No.
It's
this cute man? Is he your friend?
He is my friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't want to bring it up. Chris doing well?
Yes.
All right, I guess I should. Her boyfriend. Nope. No? Oh, no. Well, that's awkward.
No, because I think that's her boyfriend now.
Is that now your boyfriend?
That he is, but.
Yeah, what
is it? God, you guys are killing me right now.
Sorry.
All right, well, that's exciting.
And then you just brought up, who's Chris?
Chris is her former boyfriend who had medical problems.
Oh, so. God, that's.
Her mom gave him a kidney.
Okay.
And now they're no longer dated. I didn't know that. I apologize. I do notice that you didn't bring that up in your email. Please don't bring up this, because my new boyfriend will be here, and he's upset he can't get my mom's kidney. Are you upset that you cannot get a mother's kidney?
I like dibs, but I don't think
we'll get it. It's too late. You gotta rip it out of his
body. You're very, you look healthy.
Yeah, you look
healthy. And very attractive. You're welcome.
Oh,
and you know what? He gave us the fucking sports report.
I did.
So you're valuable.
Yes.
You have your own kidney.
Oh, I wasn't saying he wasn't
anyways.
Valuable. So you have 2 kidneys at work? Well, that's an upgrade. Guys, well, we have another person to bring. Everyone except for one person is part of the festival. We'll bring that up when they come up. Please bring the stage, or welcome the stage. I'm not good at this. D. Watson, everybody. Come on. D. Watson. Hello, D. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Do you have any relatives or former relatives that I should not bring up?
That was very awkward.
I thought maybe
you had made it up, but
I didn't know.
You didn't make it up.
I knew her like 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't.
And her mom gave him the kidney.
Yeah.
The former boyfriend.
Yeah. No longer together.
See, that's some stuff white folks do, I tell you.
Yeah, right? Why didn't she wait out the death?
Well, she was Mexican. She's not even white.
That's true. She's
that's
Mexican.
True. She's not. Yeah. Beg your pardon.
I don't want to bring that. I don't want to bring that. I don't want to get racist here, but that's.
Well, no, I mean, it's not racist. Just saying, you're also not white. Exactly. Give me a mirror right now.
Oh, damn.
No, she didn't know.
She didn't know?
She didn't know.
Now that's awkward.
You've lived your whole life without mirrors, and it's been a weird Truman Show existence for you, but now you know. How do you feel?
I'm not sure.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Well, from you guys make good music.
I've heard that.
Yeah, so that was meant to get laughs.
Yeah, just ask her a question, all right?
It did not get laughs, so we'll now move to the questions. Where are you from, by the way?
I am from...
Oh, you got to hold the bottom there.
I am from Schenectady, New York.
Ooh!
Yeah.
A couple people excited. One of them loves zebra cakes.
I bet she's from Long Island. I'll bet you.
Are you from Long Island?
I am.
Is that the home of the zebra cake?
I have no idea.
She put the little in Little Debbie. All right.
Zebra cake.
So I asked, you listened to the podcast. Thank you very much, by the way, for listening to an old episode.
I had to figure out what was going on here.
You're
I had
like,
no idea.
Who's this idiot?
I didn't think idiot. Idiot is strong, no. Sure. But I didn't know what I was walking into, so I wanted to listen to it.
You told me that me and the one time I interviewed a dude, Kevin Hogan.
Yes.
We were called Matt and Kevin Likes Girls, that episode.
Uh-huh.
We talked about black cartoons.
Yes, you did.
What? The thing with podcasting is you forget everything you talk about the moment that it's over.
I'm listening, I'm like, you were adamant that you do not like black cartoons.
Oh, no.
Inquiring minds.
Okay, I was at there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, could you name one?
Yeah, which one
is it bothering you?
Too much.
Fat Albert?
Well, that's...
It cannot be Fat Albert. He's not. I know he's not talking about Fat Albert.
No, I love Fat Albert.
That's what I thought.
The whole gang, I think, is great. I like Lenny or Carl, depending on which one it is, from The Simpsons. I think he's fantastic. Dr. Hibbert is a shining light for the African-American community.
So who is it that's bothering you? Who did you like?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't remember ever saying... Was it sarcastic? We were probably
I don't know. I was just wondering, as a... African American.
Were you boiling
person.
With rage?
No, I was just curious. What the hell?
Was he also against black cartoons?
No, it was just you.
It was just me.
It was just you.
Right.
And I thought to myself, now I'm not even sure if he's a racist or not. Can you be racist and not like
against cartoons? Sure.
I wasn't sure.
I was,
I thought maybe you'd clear it up for me.
I was attacked by a black cartoon. As a kid. I grew up in the ghetto of the PJs.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's funny for anyone that saw the PJs.
Have you ever seen Bay Bay's Kids?
I've never.
That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Bay Bay's Kids.
It's so good. And it's all black cartoons.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Do I need like an intervention on black cartoons, perhaps?
I don't know. No, maybe just an intervention on Bay Bay's Kids.
What about Static?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
I like the Boondocks.
I've never seen the Boondocks. I know. I know.
Was that your own daughter? Your
My
own
daughter.
Daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No,
are you against good stuff?
What do you mean? What's the way you know?
What's that? Did I say?
I don't know what
you I really trailed off there, to be honest.
Trail off. It's late. I can easily trail off.
One, it's very late. You're from New York, so you're an hour ahead.
Yeah, and I was on a train for 15 hours.
You took a train here?
I did. Amtrak.
Jesus.
Because I'm cheap as hell.
Understandable. Clap it up for railroad travel.
It wasn't bad. I'm a mom. I don't get much time alone. Not even bathroom time. So it was 15 hours.
Why do you not... Do you not have a lock on your door? Why do you not get
a lock? Kids don't give a damn about the lock on the door. They
yeah?
Know.
Your kids bust through your door?
Yep, they do.
How many kids do you have?
There's three.
What's your youngest?
13.
13. Oh. And your oldest is here, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Lives here in Chicago?
She'll be 24 next week.
So 10 years apart.
Yeah.
24. Oh, happy birthday next week.
Shut up. I know what the hell day it is. Shut up.
Hold on.
I was there. Have a baby come over there.
Hold on. When's your birthday?
It's on the 25th of June.
That's a couple weeks away.
Week.
Yeah, the 20th.
Listen, the boy child's birthday is next week. I got it confused.
Did you say the boring child?
The boy child.
The boy child.
My son.
That's
child.
Really, they might listen.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. So you have two girls and a boy.
Yes.
Is the boy the middle, youngest?
He's the youngest.
The youngest. Yes. That's going to be awesome for him, actually.
Yes, it's going to be awesome for me, too.
Yeah?
He's pretty laid back and nice. Not like the girls.
Were they bad?
They're not bad.
No.
She's just singing your praises.
Yeah, she's here.
So love
I love my babies, but the girls have the mouth. Do I have parents here? Any parents?
Clap it
the
up.
The girls have the mouth.
I think that is
the
girls.
One clap over there. Wow. That's it, huh? Well, I'm the oldest person in the room.
How old are you? Are you older than 33?
I am older. I love you. Matt. Handsome Matt.
Oh. First it was potentially racist, Matt. Now it's handsome.
No, I am 49 years old.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. I would love to live to 49. Wrong. I don't. I honestly don't.
I have a feeling as this conversation goes on, I'll get back at you. So let's carry on.
You seem to have a problem with thong underwear.
Did you? Watch
your bits, by the way. Are you
some? But
can I do it Byron Allen style then? Is that fun? So I heard that you don't like thong underpants.
First of all, they're not thong underpants.
Okay.
No, the thong underwear, if you all saw me walk up here and saw my backside, then you understand why I have a problem with thong underwear. There's no reason for me to wear thong underwear. Because as soon as I put them on, they're gone.
Oh.
Disappeared.
Sure.
Nothing to see.
Yeah.
No.
I would feel uncomfortable because I never know the condition of my anus. So, like, I would feel real awkward. No, it's a fucking fact. Everyone in here eats shitty food. You're drinking. You're going to fart like a motherfucker. No one in here knows the condition of their anus 24/7. That's what I'm saying.
I have never really thought of the condition of my anus.
That's the first
have
ever
you?
No. Oh, no, I thought about mine.
Yeah, Megan's thought about the condition
no,
of
I don't.
But I didn't admit 30 minutes ago that I put stuff in my butt.
Yeah, that's true. That would be only you. So.
Because candy cane.
So he wanted minty farts. That's what was happening with
that. No, I left the package on. I didn't want it to break. Oh, my God. I don't know. It happens. Whatever. I'm admitting it live in front of people. It helps me become a better person. That's
we don't even want to know why the finger went up there.
Because the...
I said we don't even want to know. You don't even listen.
What's that?
You don't even listen.
No, I heard you. I was just a little on the bit there.
Have you been to Chicago before?
I have. My mother's out here. My sister's out here. And my daughter lives here.
Oh, you live here?
Yeah.
Her birthday's tomorrow. Oh, is that correct?
She doesn't have a birthday.
No birthday for her. So wait, okay. So your birthday is the 25th, and your brother's birthday is a couple weeks before. You
15th.
So you enjoy fucking in September, then? Is that...
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently. September? I'm trying to think now.
Am I doing the math on that?
Well,
you add 3 months, right?
It would be yeah, September.
Poor Jaleesa.
She's a good fall fuck, everybody. If If anyone out there is planning a trip to New York in the fall, swing on to Schenectady.
Anybody who can spell Schenectady gets a bonus.
I've seen the movie. Does that count?
What, the movie?
Yeah, there's a movie called Schenectady.
There is not.
There is.
What's it about?
You can't describe it. It's undescribable.
Is it William? Who's in it?
Is it a horror movie?
No. It's, what's his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. It's one of the same guy that did Being John Malkovich.
When I tell people I'm from Schenectady, they're like, "Oh, it's a movie."
Yeah, it's
I
real, it's real crazy. It's very. It's about this guy that like creates a world, and then the same world inside of the world. It gets really.
Does it have anything whatsoever to do with Schenectady?
I don't think so. I think it's more the phrase Schenectady.
Uh-huh,
I believe
okay.
The definition of which I do not know.
Neither do I.
But I'm.
It's an Indian name. Yeah.
It's an Indian name.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing a show there in September. So,
in Schenectady?
Yeah.
You are?
Can I stop at your house?
Proctor's?
No, I was just referencing back of you fucking in September. I'm not performing.
Meet this man.
First of all, you loved me a mere second
ago. I'm trying to keep up.
I've got another question. I heard this recently. I don't know if this is true. You've had babies. You've had three babies.
I have.
I was told, this is a weird thing to bring up. I was told that as a child, babies are born with the same size anus as they'll have as an adult. Is that correct?
As I have not examined the condition
them and stuff.
Of my own anus,
why don't
I have
talk
not.
About your anus?
I don't know about her anus. I don't. You wipe it. You don't examine it.
At that point, she's not seen your adult anus.
No, I haven't. No.
Do you want to be part of the show? Is
Thank
my question.
You. Thank you, sweetheart.
Are you willing to show your mother?
I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I don't. No.
Maybe an Instagram and like change.
No Instagram. No. No.
Snapchat
your mom or your anus.
I don't.
You could do like a split screen, like Throwback Thursday, like which was my baby anus, which is my grown up anus. You know?
Yeah.
Hello? No, we don't want to do that. Modern day anus.
Did you take anus shots as a kid?
No.
Do you go to JCPenney? Like, could you at least get one of the anus before we're done? Just flip it over and spread that baby cheeks.
I don't know.
Yeah,
watching Netflix.
By the way, this is sponsored by the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. they wrote down, please, in capital. You can read it here, capital letters. Bring up anuses.
It does not.
Yeah, I lied. I made that up. They're all uncomfortable, and I won't be asked back next year. That's fine.
Did you say you won't be asked back next year? You see what I did there, guys?
I did not say axed. Is that
asked.
I said asked.
As in anus. Anus.
Oh, I thought you were going with
see
the,
how
I
have to explain it.
The urban way.
Right, comedians, if I have to explain it, it's not funny.
It's late at night. We're in a black room.
What? I better smile.
I gotta be honest, I wanted to make a similar joke, but I thought I would be booed. I thought I would be booed. This has been fun. You don't hate me for real, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Are we probably not going to remain friends, though, after this, I would guess?
Of course we will.
Are we?
Absolutely. Come to Schenectady. You come by the house. I make you some chicken.
That sounds like fun.
Yes. I make the best wings there are.
You make it
really?
Are you that close to Buffalo? Buffalo apparently makes
no,
Buffalo is quite a ways down the road, but my wings are
what's so special
different.
About your wings? I like my wings without sauce. Is that a problem?
I fry them.
Okay.
You know, I coat them with flour. Mm-hmm. Then I make a sauce.
Yeah.
I put them in the sauce, but then I bake them in the oven.
Wow.
Sure.
So that it absorbs it.
That sounds
and they
good.
Are awesome.
It's like a labor of love.
It's very good. Right. Can you freeze dry them and mail them to your daughter, and then we'll
you know,
it all
I,
here.
Sweetheart, I have to confess, since he says this, I was going to do that. I was going to make a batch, freeze them, and bring them here, but as you know... I am going to cook them tomorrow.
Oh, I've got the day off. Okay.
Some mac and cheese.
That sounds good.
A little
good.
Side of watermelon.
Baked mac and cheese.
Wow.
Is the watermelon also baked, or is that not?
No,
baked?
The watermelon is just
no.
Straight up watermelon.
Like baked watermelon would not be good.
I don't think it would. I but think it would be wrong, is what I think.
Water would go
though.
Away, I believe.
I would
right?
think.
It would be
more
like a like Jolly Rancher at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming together as a species. It's a good time. Here tonight. I want to hear about this. You want to talk about dogs. What is it about dogs that you don't or do like?
Well, I'm sure there's dog owners in this room. What? Nobody owns a dog? All these white folks in this room and nobody
Venda.
Owns a dog?
Venda, you should buy your new boyfriend a dog. And maybe your old one, too. He might be...
Dogs for everyone.
Can dogs donate kidneys? Can they do that?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Would your mom have donated a kidney to your dog if you were dating it?
Yes.
All right, very good. You have a lovely.
She's just that kind of person.
No, I don't understand people that say, oh, he won't bite you. He's just playing.
Sure.
He's got teeth.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he'll bite me or not.
Well, he'll bite you.
And with my assets, I have to be very, very careful.
What assets?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been blessed, as they say.
I used to tap it up on her ass. Fun fact, her anus, same size as it was as a baby.
I kind of find that hard to believe, but okay.
Hey,
go with it.
Who knows? I worked with a girl, I don't remember her name, at Eddie Bauer Outlets. Anybody? That was funny. Eddie Bauer Outlet in Jeffersonville, Ohio. And her butt was like three times your size. I
That's
swear,
not possible.
She could reach behind her back and grab her wallet. It was ridiculous. You were trying to like get behind her, and it was just
there's
like,
no behind her.
Wait for you. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, clap it up for her butt one more time. Yeah. Clap it up for Dee Watson, everybody. Dee, please move down.
Move down.
Yes. We're gonna. Well, actually, you might be able to talk with our next guest about this. It's gonna be really interesting. Wow. Binda, please move to the back row. We're gonna talk about kidneys, and
no,
you won't be able to answer.
Move down one more chair.
Oh, we got one more.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Don't let him move you to the back row like that.
Thank
like
you.
That.
You're next to go to the back row, Binda. Guys, this next lady, she's actually been on one of the regular podcasts. I forgot about it because it's been a year since I've recorded one. She's very funny. She hosts an open mic here in the city of Chicago. She just got done doing a show here at 7. By the way, Dee, when is your show here at the festival?
My show is Sunday at 6 o'clock.
That's exciting. You're doing stand-up?
Yes.
Here in this room?
I'm hosting the show.
You're hosting the show?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm also hosting a show on Saturday because I'm apparently a woman. Yeah.
Yes, I missed.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. So, we're on stage. Keep quiet.
I liked it.
It was pretty good. Megan, you're on my side.
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck.
Necessarily.
I'm going to say thank you very much. Please give it up for Laura Hug, everybody. Laura Hug. Laura Hug. Laura Hug. Laura Popeye. Laura Hug. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Good, Matt. It's good to be back on the radio with you.
Yeah, it's fun. You came over to the futon / bed.
Yes, where you had your microphone under like a dirty sock.
Yeah, I think it was all on the floor. I don't take good care of my stuff.
Yeah.
What's that like, by the way? Like, when some person who you like is a person, like, we get along, we're friends.
Yeah.
When they ask you to, like, come over and do, like, a podcast, you got to be a little excited, I would guess.
Yeah.
And then you show up and it's in this shitty bedroom with, like, stuff everywhere. What's the thought that goes through your head?
I wonder if they're going to hit on me. Not like me, but anybody. He didn't.
I did not.
And I didn't. What would I do?
What would you have done?
He didn't hit on me. Not that I think that I'm great. I hope I don't come off like, oh, thank you.
I mean, you're sitting in his bedroom.
Yeah.
I feel like you're presuming anything that's not
possible.
No, I mean, I know he hates me as a person, and I'm still like,
that is not.
I bet he wants to fuck right now.
That is not. Neither of those are true. let's do the scenario. Well, let's hey, Laura, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
You're welcome.
It was so much fun.
It was.
Wow.
Oh, no. I don't know where you're putting your tongue, so.
Just towards you in a general direction. Is that not how you make out?
I think that happened a lot. Stuff like that happened a lot more when I was younger.
Yeah.
And also, I wasn't there to do a podcast.
Lovely.
So.
There were no podcasts back then?
No. It was like I was probably over there to have sex. So.
Ah, okay.
But we had to pretend like it wasn't going to happen.
So, did you think at first my veiled attempt of sex was saying, hey, come to my house and be on a podcast?
No, I didn't. I didn't really. It always goes through my mind when you enter. For me, I can't speak for anyone else, but when I enter a man's bedroom, I'm like, this is where sex might happen.
Sure. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For having that thought. You're one of the few.
I hope that wasn't inappropriate.
I don't think it's bad.
Okay.
No, we did not do anything.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
Just the thought I'm worried about. It's not. I just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, you'll come do another one. We'll see what happens. You wanted to talk about starting comedy and being a little bit older. And since Dee said her age, you don't have to say yours.
I can.
How old are you?
I'm 43, and I'll be 44 next week.
Her mother also enjoyed some September.
I'm still the oldest one in the room.
You are still the oldest one in the room.
I appreciate that.
I'm so glad she
did. Well, Dee, when did you start doing comedy?
I started doing comedy in 2001.
2001?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I do
how old?
11 years ago.
11
okay.
years ago. All right.
So you were
36. The same age Phyllis Diller was when she started doing comedy.
Doesn't seem like. Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you wear your gloves? Didn't she wear gloves? Am I thinking of the wrong person?
No, I'm not wearing gloves, no.
She did wear cleaning gloves sometimes.
Okay, that's weird.
That's not part of my shtick.
Is she dead? She's dead, right?
I don't know.
No, I
know
she is.
I thought she died recently.
I don't think she is.
Can we get a Google search on that?
I'm sure
you know the Hawks score. Do you know anything about
race.
Let's
see who gets there first.
Didn't she just die recently? I feel like, yeah, I feel like she died this year.
I'm almost positive she died at the end of 2001.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
could be.
We got an almost positive in the back. It's pretty exciting. Well, Laura, when did you start? Because you started a little later.
I started stand-up 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
When I turned 40. And I
so we're all the same age.
I started sketch when I was... I started Second City when I was 32.
Okay, so a little bit later.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about starting later? Did you think you had your voice already more determined, or do you think you still had the same struggles at like a 22-year-old?
I've been just thinking about that recently, and I think that things happen to everybody at the time that they're supposed to happen.
Okay, sure.
Because I thought about doing stand-up back when I was 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
And I just was too chicken to do it. I think I just wasn't ready to do it. And I think if I had done it at that time, it would not have been good.
Okay. Laura?
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, thanks. I'm glad you answered. No, I mean, that's true. I was thinking about that today. If you asked me about it, I would say that I got enough bravery to try it and commit to it. I tried it when I was at Second City a couple of times. Some of the guys there ran an open mic across the street from, and I went for a little while, but then I chickened out and or I just stopped doing it.
So what gave you the courage to start back?
I think I wanted to do it, and the pain of not doing it got greater than the fear I experienced doing it.
Okay.
And and it was like, I think turning 40. And I had broken up with somebody. There was just a bad breakup. And my dog died. I had a dog.
Jesus Christ.
So it was like, you know, there was a lot, you know. Well, I had the dog put to sleep. I mean, that's what, because it was old.
Yeah, it was perfectly healthy.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm breaking up with this guy. I need a clean break from life in general.
It was his dog. While he was out, broke up with me. I put his dog to sleep. Yeah, that was why, though. Not that, but yeah, my dog, I had to put my dog to sleep. He was like 100 in human years. So it was the longest relationship, one of the longest I'd ever been in. And then the boyfriend broke up. That was also kind of a long one.
Yeah.
And I turned 40, and I was like, fuck it, I have nothing left to lose. Like, what do I have to be afraid of? So, and I started doing it, and regularly. I mean, I started off like one or two open mics a week, not very much. But, yeah.
Now you do like 45?
No, I try to do three or four or a showcase, and I try to get out a lot, but I don't try to compete with people who are younger, who have cars, who ride skateboards, who, you know.
Tell me more about these car riding skateboards. Yes. Those must be gigantic skateboards if cars can ride them.
Yeah.
Is this going to be in Transformers 4? Thank you. Filming in Chicago this summer, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You hate that movie.
No, I never saw
brought
it.
This podcast.
It's not mine.
It's fine. I know what you're saying. I just tried to be funny. I feel like it worked out all right. Everyone laughed. Now I brought it up, talked about it. No one's laughing now.
Yeah, that's great.
But then they did after I said about it. Good listening. All right. So.
You live on the third floor.
Second and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could just run up the stairs a bunch.
I could.
You could do like your own mini version of Hustle Up the Hancock or whatever. Yeah.
I could do that. Just every day, just time myself to the top of my building.
Yeah, just do like 10 times, just up and down.
It's not a bad idea.
I've thought about this before.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun. What other weight loss tips do you have you thought about for me, Megan?
I've thought of ways of like trying to like trick you to work out with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, how so?
I'd just like tell you that we need to go some places really far, but we have to walk there because like my car is broken.
Because we hang out
all the
time, makes sense.
I mean, I haven't acted on it.
Yeah.
I've just thought about it.
I've considered getting a gym membership where your gym is.
Yeah, you should.
That'd be fun down the street from.
Yeah, it's right by your house too.
Right by my house.
There's a lot of comics that work out there.
Oh.
I don't know why that's funny.
It's pretty happening hot place to work out if you're a comedian.
The first joke, or I saw your video online. There was one where you were trying to get to Egypt. Is that right? You were trying to get somewhere, and people were telling you different ways to get there. And then one guy told you you had to get there by eating a low-fat diet and like starting adding more physical exercise.
Yeah.
And you said, "Is that really the way to get there, or are you just trying to get me to lose weight?"
Yeah.
Was that it? It was funny.
Thank you. I wrote that myself.
You wrote it? It was good. It was funnier in the video than obviously me talking about it.
Yeah. Go to youtube.com/thewiltonway. Check out some videos. Benda, our former guest, is in some of the videos.
I was, yeah. I was the very first one.
You were the very first one, and you played a beautiful woman in one of the characters, beautiful woman.
I did.
Wow. It's in the film noir episode. It's very good. It's in black and white.
Oh, it's great.
It's pretty fun. Check it out.
Are they still doing stuff?
No.
Oh. Are you friends with them?
I'm still friends with them.
Good. Okay.
I'm no longer friends with Jesse, but I'm still friends. Set her name out loud. That's awkward. Well, this got fun. Okay. I think people are getting tired of you.
Yeah, I do.
Should we run some more people?
Yeah, am I allowed to get up and go to the bathroom and then I can sit in the back row?
Nope.
Can I have a cup?
Nope.
Okay.
You gotta hold it for the entire
time. I'm gonna Kegel the shit out of myself here. Yeah, I'm gonna pee right where Natalie spilled beer all over
she
the
did
stage
spill
right
beer
before.
It's okay. Clap it up if you were here earlier for the stand up show. Stand up comedy, everybody loves it. Well, Laura, go pee. That's horrible for me to
thank you.
Give it up for Laura Hogg, everybody. Yeah. Just everyone know that Laura's about to go pee. Think about that for the next little bit. She's got water in her. It's sloshing around right now as she walks away. Guys, this next person, not even part of the festival at all. She told me that. She was very proud of it. She also had nothing to talk about, so this is going to be a super good time. Give it up for Lindsay Haley, everybody. Yeah. Talk about her. You're doing a great job. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, I have nothing to say.
That's fun. All right, clap it up for Lindsay, everybody. We'll bring on
the
next
person.
Hey,
guys, and gals, and hilarious ladies.
How's it been from the audience perspective so far?
So far, so great.
It got a little, like, kind of fun for a little.
It got racist. It got really anus-y.
Yeah, it was very anus-y.
It was, like, very anus-y for a while.
I feel like we've dipped kind of low right now. How do we bring this up?
You tell me. This is your podcast.
It is my podcast. Yeah. But I feel like it's 12:36 at night and everyone's like, ugh.
I feel like, no, that's
maybe,
not.
No?
I mean, everyone
maybe
I'm
that way.
Yeah,
everyone
because,
6,
no, you
are
great and hilarious.
Thank
I've been
you.
Delighted this whole time. And I think
thank
everybody's
you.
Having a blast.
Are they? Clap it up if you're having a blast.
Yeah.
Clap it up if you're not having a blast.
Yeah.
Clap it up if you do not listen to when I say to clap it up.
Can you, like, be having a blast but also be tired?
I think
is that
that's
a choice.
Allowed.
Okay.
Sure, maybe it's. Maybe
I feel like that's probably the. Everyone's having a blast but is also tired. Yeah, that's okay. That's what.
Yeah. Maybe it's just gotten really interesting.
Yeah, that's all.
And people are just listening contently.
Totally.
Maybe we should talk more about the podcast that's going on while we're in it. I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
Very good. Well, Lindsay, I know nothing about you.
I know. I thought this would be fun.
I've been told that you are a luminary in the comedy scene, like one of the best. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Talk about how great you are.
Oh, good. I'm working on this.
Isn't that the worst when you like, have to sell yourself?
Yes, it is. It truly is the worst. Thank you for saying that, and thank those of you who may have informed him of that. That makes me feel really nice.
Yeah, they said very nice things.
Yeah, thank you. I suppose I have become a sort of solo-driven sketch comedian in the community, and then I specialize in musical improv. Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah, but I've put up a number of solo shows and a couple of Lindsay Haley variety hours patterned after the great Carol Burnett.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to throw it back a little bit. Nice. So I'm really into kind of doing a little bit of everything because I've got comedy ADD. So I'm trying to use it to my advantage.
Have you done stand-up comedy?
I have done the occasional stand-up, but more like, what do they call it now, alternative stand-up, you know, where I try to disguise myself as characters and people feel very uncomfortable.
All right. Hey, have a good night, by the way, the lady that just left.
Good night.
Oh, don't worry. You got
no
work.
Sleep. It's good for you.
You got work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Her
anus is the same size as it was when she came right out.
Think about that.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't not been thinking about that whole anus factoid since you brought it up. Thank you.
How can you ever like be like worried about what someone thinks about you when you know that their anus is the same size as it was when they were a baby?
It has completely absolved all of my worries and anxieties from this point forward.
This podcast is therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
We're doing something here
today. You're changing lives.
Thank you very much.
Matt, you're welcome.
God, we're great.
We're so good.
I've heard you're great. You're telling me I'm good.
You are good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
I'm here for you.
We should just talk on the phone a lot.
Whenever you want.
Just about how great.
Lean on me.
Mutual Admiration Society.
That's right. I did a show in this building called that, actually. A couple years back. Yeah, Mutual Admiration
Society. Are you going to sue me for
saying that? No, it's cool. I think it's a phrase that like people say. Oh, you know, it happens.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of shows here at 7773?
I want to do more.
Throw it an extra 7.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, Jill, she wants to do more. Put her up. Jill?
Oh, that's, yeah. We're good. We're good buds.
Oh.
It's more that ADD issue than anything else. That's why I'm on the podcast without having to show the
phone. Oh, all right. Very good. And by the way, Jill, I'm sorry.
They're on top of they shit, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they seem great. Like, they're doing this festival and then another festival the week after. The TBS
Just for Laughs. They're rocking it over here. This place is pretty amazing.
A lot of festivals.
Gotta love anyone that's in the TBS Just for Laughs festival.
You got to.
Especially if they're doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, Matt, you're doing it.
Oh, my God, I am doing
it.
Oh,
I get it.
Yeah.
Matt's doing it.
I'm doing it all
the time. It was a plug.
Tuesday.
Was, yeah. I'm with it. I'm hip.
Tuesday at 9:30.
Tuesday at 9:30. Matt, you guys, come
I'll
see
in.
Him. Check
I'll
him out. TBS, Just for Laughs.
I'll be in the box.
Real funny stand-up comedian.
I'll be in the box. Thank
Here we go.
Much.
You're welcome. Plug, plug, plug.
When did you become my hype man? Because I love everybody.
I'm good. Everybody, come on. Here we go. Matt at the TBS, Just for Laughs.
Gonna come to that show.
Taylor Stiller did that, you guys.
She's dead!
She's dead.
That's 2 days before my birthday, guys.
I feel very privileged. I got to see her on the Rosie O'Donnell show when that was still a thing here.
Oh,
just last year.
Yeah.
So I thought I had heard she had passed, but now I feel honored that I got to see that.
Should we do a moment of silence? Or
probably. But we were just also getting the mood up, so I think she would be happy with us, like, keeping it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd also be like, what the fuck is a podcast?
Yeah.
And why are you doing it?
Why are you doing
it? Go to sleep. Now.
Do you think she'd want us to rest?
Do I think what?
She'd want us to rest.
At some point. Like, maybe in 15 minutes.
Oh, we've got, like, 9 more women to go through. I don't think that's going to happen in 15 minutes. I know this is going to go till morning.
Okay.
Are you willing to be here till the break of dawn?
I think so. I'm usually in it to win it with most things.
Can we do more catchphrase weird sayings?
Yeah. I'm a motivational speaker on the side.
Are you a team player?
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Baby, baby.
That was unneeded.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. You gotta put confidence behind your bits, you know? Even when they're tanking.
I don't think they're tanking. I think people are just really tired.
Okay. Yeah.
Very interested.
Okay.
We've got a good thing going on.
We did.
She's super excited going on over there. She's doing a great job.
She's
Ben was feeling horribly awkward. Why did I come here? He clearly insulted me in front of my new boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I don't have a kidney in case I go
and
back.
You know, and you're not, and you're not letting it go, which
I'm
is the best part.
It, right?
Right, yeah. You know, it's like, when we think we're done with the whole kidney thing, we're just, like, going to bring it back.
This is the new zebra cake.
Zebra cake of this hour of this podcast.
Stacey, we can hear you on the recording. What do you think your life would have been like if you just said, fuck it, I'm just going to eat zebra cakes for the rest of my life?
I don't think I'd be here.
You think you'd be dead? Or you wouldn't be in Chicago?
I truly don't know. I think I would not be here right now.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay away from him.
Yeah, no, I have.
She's doing great.
How many?
It's been 4 years.
4 years. Clap it up for that.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
I was talking to Stace earlier because we both just did a juice cleanse.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm on my second to last. Like I just finished. I have one delicious
and I
juice left.
It, I was like, that's the pure
yeah.
Juice.
So we're, like, getting organic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're getting ready.
I had two vegan, lesbian, anarchist roommates. For
fantastic.
A and they wanted to do this saltwater diet. Where you
have,
you had to drink 32 ounces of salt water in the morning. And they're like, you should do it with us. And I'm like, okay. And then I attempted one sip of hot salt water out of a Pepsi 1 liter bottle, and I was like, no, this is the
worst. No, I will not participate.
No. I mean, I love vegan, lesbian, anarchists.
Yeah.
And one of them got pregnant.
Did you just eat as normal?
Yeah, I just went back to my normal.
Sidebar. One of them got pregnant.
One of them got
Let's take a moment.
I don't think one of them was more of a vegan lesbian. They broke up. She went to San Francisco, got pregnant, and then the other one moved, like, went back to help her out with an herbal abortion.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
An herbal abortion? That's not real, but it is.
Apparently it is.
This is weird.
All right.
A weird connection that I have to that. I was doing comedy in Wilmington, North Carolina before I moved here. A ways ago. And I vaguely remember, this is the first time I've thought about this thought in years. She was like, well, no, I don't take birth control because if you just take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C after the incident, then there's no way it can stay attached. I know. I'm sorry. It's somebody someone else said to me. I promise I'm not going around
how much?
5,000 milligrams.
5,000?
This could be a total rumor.
Is that
not
true?
Yeah. We should Google that, too.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah.
Because you piss out all the vitamin C above a certain percent.
That's, I guess, the theory.
You can overdose.
Acidity.
On vitamin C?
You OD on vitamin C. It's the same as taking a Plan B. Mm. Not advocating.
Wow.
Don't do
not
it.
Not advocating.
Stay away from
the
sex. Yeah,
just a comedy rumor.
Guys, let's all just... Can we vow here tonight to stop having sex? Who's down? Anybody?
I guess I am.
Yeah, I could. Oh, I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Megan no longer wants to have sex. She's a young woman in the prime of her life. That puss is ready. She's not willing.
Oh, come on. It's ripe.
Oh, you talking about me?
I was.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
We just gotta embrace those jokes, you know.
Gotta embrace
those.
We're not serious,
vagina
guys. We're
jokes.
Here to do comedy.
It's true.
That's what we're doing here. Don't take anything serious.
Mm-mm.
Ever in life. That's my philosophy.
I once told you in a blacked out rage that I had a perfect vagina.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did not prove it. But
I don't even know what that means.
Can you put your vagina next to her anus?
Yeah, sure.
And then Dee gets
to her baby anus. Can you put it next to her baby anus?
I'm not
going to
be involved in that.
No. Dee, you're going to be looking at Megan's vagina and your daughter's anus, and it's going to be a great time.
Why you
want to
throw me?
Yep, it's going to come up for the rest of the night, so don't worry about it. If you don't like anuses, get the hell out. That's what I said. I have that on the back of my car.
More catchphrases.
Yes. Yep. Would you like to do a fuck, marry, kill since you're here?
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool.
I can tell you I'm not as sport hip as Megan.
You want movies?
Yeah, probably.
This is the old school version. It's Vince Vaughn, Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell.
Mm.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Marry Will Ferrell.
Oh, sure. I think everyone would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck Vince Vaughn.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kill. Yeah.
Luke
kill the Wilson.
Like
I think he's hot.
Vince Vaughn?
No, Luke Wilson, but I don't think he's marriage material.
But you find Vince Vaughn attractive?
I find his mind attractive.
Okay.
And that's a big deal for me.
Sure.
Looking, if you could see a track record of my previous boyfriends, you would
know. You have that written down somewhere that we can see?
Yeah, probably.
All right,
I'll send you a link.
Here's more of a bad, weird one.
Okay.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan.
Ooh, kill Chris Kattan.
Yeah,
kill him. Sorry. I'm killing him immediately.
Yeah.
I am fucking Dan Aykroyd because I want to marry Chevy Chase, and I've heard the rumors. I know he's a son of a bitch, but I think he's the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would kill him so fast.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Mango.
No, I was not.
Not a fan of Corky Romano. Only like half of those dudes that go like this.
Yeah.
For those of you at home, I moved my neck from side to side to the song What Is Love by Hathaway.
Nice.
But I knew that. Pulled that out of nowhere.
Pulled that out of your head.
I pulled it out of my Hathaway. Speaking of Hathaway, let's get you away.
Give me away.
Give it up for Lindsay Haley, everybody.
Yeah.
Bring up the energy. Only excited. We got this next lady. She's our first person from a foreign country. She's come all the way here from across the border of Canada, although technically Abinda's parents are from different places. Give it up for Kirsten Rasmussen, everybody. Kirsten Rasmussen. Welcome aboard, Kirsten.
Straddle this mic. Hi, thanks for having me. Hi.
It's you. You've been an audience member for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Saw so many people leave. I was like, yes. Yes, my turn will be. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But it'll be on record.
This is great.
It'll be recorded.
This is great. Pardon me?
It'll be recorded.
I hope not the people leaving and just, no.
That's all we record.
But this will
the
be
mics,
recorded.
These mics are fake.
Yeah.
The only mics are on the
just table. Like a tiny mic when they leave. They're like, whoo.
Yeah.
I'm
they
tired.
Ask the mic, was that any good?
I'm
like,
sleeping.
I
just got to say that, I don't know if you know this, Binda, am I saying it right?
Binda, yeah.
Binda. So my name is like one of the most Danish names out there. Kirsten Rasmussen?
Rasmussen, big time. Yeah.
That's a super Danish name. I got a Faf and Famwa that I love. Oh, yeah. My dad immigrated from Denmark in the 60s, too.
Look at this.
From Canada.
Fucking A.
I just went to Denmark for the first time. I loved it.
It's so good.
But
it's in the summer or
oh, no, it was the winter. It was brutal. It was brutally cold, but it filled me up with so much delicious fish, and the only words of Danish that I know how to say are tuck for mel, which means thanks for the meal. So I just walked around being like, tuck for mel, tuck for mel. That's all I know how to say. But it's a hilarious place. I don't know if you noticed this, but it's like they never stop talking. Like they talk on their intakes of breath.
Really?
You even did it once when she spoke Danish. She went, yeah! And that's what Danish people do. They keep talking, so they'll be saying a sentence. It's like,
no,
they don't got time for breath. It's amazing. It's an amazing country.
That is rough. Do you want to try to have a conversation that way?
I don't know. I'm pretty hopped up on plane rides right now.
I thought you were on cocaine.
I know. I was like, what? I want what you have. I'm straddling a mic and sucking back this.
You're amazing.
It's good.
You're amazing. You have so much energy. I'm so tired. I want to cry.
This is like slumber party tired energy. Like, I'm going to scream a bunch. I may weirdly flash people, tell them I've thought about kissing girls, then I'll fall asleep, like, right after.
So I've heard that you've thought about kissing girls. Who hasn't, though, right?
I know. They're so pretty.
Give it up for the ladies, everybody. They're very attractive. And we're proving here this weekend that they're hilarious. Am I right, everyone? It's pandering if I've ever seen it before in my life. So Canada.
Yeah.
I got to ask this. I turned 4 years old in Canada. Was that a big deal?
You turned what?
4 years old. I had my 4th birthday in Canada.
Where were you?
I don't know. I was 4. I didn't. They didn't give me the map.
Okay.
Do you guys still talk about it to this day? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, we're like, remember? No.
Is there a story about, or a song maybe? Could you make up a song? Right,
is there a special happy birthday song in Canada?
No, about the time that I turned 4.
Oh, yeah. I think people just wear hats.
Are there hats on my birthday?
Yeah.
MR Day, Matt Riggs Day, every
yeah.
August 22nd.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a Leo on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
I was born a month early.
Cool.
Yeah, my mom didn't want to give birth.
Ask her a question.
Should I stop talking about me now?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to ask her a question.
I talked about...
No,
I
but
asked
she's
her a question
been
sitting. Canada.
No, you ask her, how was your birthday?
Yeah.
Ask her a fucking question about her life.
I don't know what your birthday was in Canada.
Hey, Kirsten.
Hi.
I heard that they have duck derbies where you live.
Oh, yeah. I live right now in Toronto.
Okay. But where you grew up?
I grew up, I've hopped around a lot. I grew up in a really small town in Saskatchewan by the capital city of Saskatchewan, which is Regina. Which last time I was in Chicago, I got a lot of laughs from that. People would be like, pardon me, what? I'd be like, Regina. Yeah. It sounds like a box, and it's basically what it felt like, too. But my parents were like, get out of the big city of Regina and moved to an even tinier town called Lumsden, which is famous in southern Saskatchewan for the annual Duck Derby.
Okay.
Woo! So at the annual Duck Derby...
can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it like a... when the cars, what's that called? When they crash each other, the Derby?
No. Right. No, we are loving people in Saskatchewan.
I thought maybe the ducks crashed into each other.
No crashing, no. Well, there's a bunch of plastic ducks that are dropped into our tiny, shitty excuse for a river.
Yeah.
And then they just float down at the wheel of the river.
Sure.
They've got numbers on their butts. Whoever ducks wins, you can win a minivan.
That's pretty exciting.
Which in the 90s was real cool.
Yeah.
Super hip. Yeah. Like just one sliding door, not those two sides, like those fucking future minivans.
Do you have to shut it on your own? It's not one of those.
Yeah. You gotta get out. You gotta get out, shut the door, and lock it so your stupid kids don't run out. Anyways, that's what my town is famous for. No, I would go, though, and watch the mayor's wife dance in like a duck mascot costume and be like, this is what culture is. This is what culture is for me.
Did you want to? Did you think to yourself like, "Oh, I'm going to be fancy one day. I'm going to dance in that costume"?
No, I thought as soon as I can, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, and then I did that. I moved to Edmonton, which is not anything better. But then I moved to Montreal, which is amazing, and then I was like, "Okay, you know what? I'm not French." So then I moved to Toronto, and it's all right.
Okay, I've heard good things.
I don't know.
Do you not like it?
Well, I don't know.
How long have you lived there?
I just, you know, people are saying this. I'm just getting over the shit. First 6 months. I'm in my fifth month up there.
Okay,
and I just had a bed bug scare, and I was just like, Toronto, you can eat my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
I don't have them, though, so I'm not bringing them here. I didn't have them.
Apparently there's a rock that you can put around your door or something like that, and it'll once they go in it, it'll eat their exoskeleton.
A rock?
Yeah, there's some sort of a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a crystal, like a tiger's eye?
It's like a tiger's eye.
It will also give me so much courage.
It's a tiger's eye. Natalie.
That is so distracting.
Yeah, everyone can see you.
I'm just going
to be. Okay, go. She's going to be on later. And you do that walk while she's up here.
Okay, cool. I'll be good. I'll do it. But I'm real excited to be in Chicago. I came here last August for the first time. We loved it. Ate so many good foods. Watched a lot of great improv.
Okay. Did you celebrate Matt Riggs Day in August of last year?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to eat a burger.
That's what I do. It would make sense.
Just not. I didn't eat it from McDonald's.
Good work.
Thanks. I had it at Billy Goat Tavern.
Oh, that's good. Did they do the whole cheeseburger?
Yeah, I was like, what should I get here? And the girls, like, in unison were like, double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And then I think Mr. Dress-Up served me my beer. Oh, no, you guys don't even know who that is because that's Canadian. No. Never mind. Fuck
was
that
Tim
reference.
Horton? Just say Tim Horton.
I don't know.
Tim Horton.
He's the KFC guy.
Say one of the Trailer Park Boys. We know who that is.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Dan Aykroyd.
It was Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Crystal Skull Vodka.
Yeah. I would fuck Tom Selleck, by the way. I know that isn't my fuck, marry, kill, but I just want to say that man.
Do you
want to
do that one?
That man is beautiful. No. He's
from Friends?
He's the only person I care about.
Do you remember him on Friends?
Do you think Courtney Cox?
He's yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So do you remember him?
She can have him. I guess.
No, but they got broken up, so she dated Chandler. Yeah. Do you not have the last few seasons?
Oh, no. I watched them.
In Canada?
I watched them.
How's hockey night in Canada, by the way? Is it pretty great?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
Those guys make so much money. I don't know. It's hard for me to care.
Molson?
I'm not a hockey fan, which is not a cool thing to say as a Canadian. I know that.
You want to talk about Molson at all?
No.
You want to talk about it? I'm trying to think of
Canadian things? I'll talk about maple syrup.
You want to talk about Paul Schaefer?
Cool guy, right? Lauren Michaels, cool guy.
Never heard of him.
Anyways, maple syrup's delicious.
I've had it. One time when I lived with the vegan lesbian anarchists.
Great. Just want to say, love it.
No, it's a good time.
Yeah.
They were fun. They had two dogs, and they had seven legs between them. One of the dogs had three legs.
Yeah.
I'm really shared too much. I'm trying.
No, it's
I'm
good.
I'm making an effort.
It's
I'm
good.
I'm sorry.
It's good.
Someone's snoring in the crowd.
Yeah.
This is not good.
I used to be vegan.
How'd that work out?
I don't know. When I turned 25, I started dreaming about steaks.
Really?
Yeah. Around my moon time.
Yep.
I did it. Okay, here's something I want to talk about. This being a women's funny festival. I do a little bit of stand up. That's the thing that I do the least, but I do a bit of it. And I was doing this women's festival thing in Montreal, and I was just doing an opening bit. And the woman who was producing it, a stand up herself, awesome. Her name's Iman, and she was just like, "It's a women's comedy festival, but I promise you there'll be no period jokes." And I was just like, "That's fucked up. Periods are hilarious."
Sure.
Like. I found that weird that somehow there's a rule that I can't make a period joke.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Perhaps she was talking about a joke from like the 16th century. Or something.
Like I guess that. So. Yeah. She's like, no corset jokes. I hate those.
They're the worst. There's so many laces on that.
No long fingernail on pillow jokes.
Yeah.
Fuck that
you
noise.
Don't have that. No waiting to get married until a dowry arrives at your homestead.
It's bullshit.
Right?
It's bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. Let's do a fuck, marry, kill, and then you get the hell out of here because it's almost 2 in the morning. We got to stop.
What? Is it really?
Yeah, it's coming in late.
It's almost 2 in the morning?
No, I'm talking.
How did this happen?
I don't even know where I'm staying.
You don't know where you're staying?
No, I do know where I'm staying.
Okay, we can get you a house.
I'm just like, I don't know. What I don't know if that is a crazy area. Is north? North's okay, right?
North
is good.
North
all right.
Is good.
North is
but
good.
But how far west?
I'm just like, do I got to put my keys in my knuckles and be like, guys?
Just be aware.
North
okay,
and
just
north
be
south,
aware.
Like
I don't know.
Okay, so you're just going to go to North Avenue?
No, I know where I'm going.
No, not North Avenue, like north of the city.
Yeah.
North side.
Oh. Red Line?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Does anyone say that?
Yeah, the Red Line.
Yeah, we all say
Red
that.
Line?
You should, when you write it, you'll hear them say, "Welcome to the Red Line."
Oh, I wish.
Yeah,
welcome to Chicago.
Right.
You're on the Red Line.
All right, here we go. Comedy version. Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle.
Gosh.
You gotta fuck, marry, kill, guys. You gotta fuck, marry, kill. That's the rules of the game.
Okay. I'm gonna marry Chris Rock.
Sure. Seems like a family.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, this is hard. Wait. Okay. I'm gonna kill Dave Chappelle.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna marry Eddie Murphy. I'm gonna fuck Chris Rock.
Okay. There are no wrong answers.
I just got excited about it. I was like, yeah.
Fucking Eddie Murphy. All right, here's a weird one. Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
John Goodman?
I don't even know who that first guy is. That make me an asshole.
You do. He's in all kinds of movies. Played John.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah. Hold on, let me do this last
one. No, I don't want to like it.
Tom DeLuise.
All of them. Let me ask you one.
Ask me one.
Okay. Jesus, God, and Satan. Oh,
Jesus, God, and Satan.
I did this one on a road trip, and literally it almost broke up a friendship.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the obvious would be to say kill Satan, but that's no fun. Satan's probably a good lay, so you gotta fuck Satan.
That's what the dude said, and I disagreed.
No? Why?
I was like, because it'll feel great at first, and then, you know sometimes when it's like, this is great, oh, it's a little bit wild, but I love it! And then the person's like, oh, and you're like, no, you went, oh, it's, shit's gonna tear.
So Satan's gonna take it too far.
He's gonna tear something!
Yeah. Well, I feel like you can't kill Satan or God because you need a good and a bad. You need a yin and a yang. So you gotta kill Jesus again. Right? You gotta kill Jesus again. So.
I thought I would fuck Jesus because I'm pretty sure he'd give me like a wicked back massage first.
But he learned everything from his dad. You gotta think about that. So God knows everything Jesus knows. So God would give one hell of a...
No, because God would just be like, I don't know what to do.
Is he too good? You think God's
too
good?
Yeah, Jesus would be self-conscious, so he would give like an almost too long massage, which at this point I'd be like, let's do it!
Yeah.
Give me the longest massage!
He does work with his hands. So that's good for you. With like bean flicking and whatnot.
Great.
Yep, graphic. It's late at night. I gotta kill Satan, marry God, and fuck Jesus.
We're in the same boat.
Is that it? All right, get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Let's keep this going. We got to do this quick. We're bringing up two people at the same time, so we actually had to move two people to the back row. I apologize. These two are together in a show called Off Off Broadway. They do it here at State 773 all the time. Please get up for Liz MacArthur and Kelly Bolton, everybody. Doing a great job. Hey, guys. You brought water.
Yeah, we just have water.
Yeah.
We just need to lower the microphone a little.
Is that booze that you're drinking, Liz?
No, it's just water.
It's just
water.
Water, both of us.
Just water.
Now, you both sent me separately things, and they both involve meeting celebrities with weird stories, so I'm just going to talk about that. Liz, you met Seth Green?
I feel like
I'm too drunk to tell the story, but I will.
Okay, tell it.
Okay. So, you know how on Friends, when...
Speak into the microphone, buddy.
You know how on Friends, when they made the top five list of, like, people you could have sex with even though you're married or whatever. I made mine in, like, 1998.
All
right. And it never changed. So Seth Green was on it. Fast forward to 2006. I'm thin. Very tan, because I used to tan back then. And I'm in San Diego at Comic-Con.
There's someone asleep in the crowd.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Keep going.
She's more than sleeping.
She's... Forever. She okay? Should we take her pulse?
Is it forever nap?
I mean, I don't blame her.
It's like, right.
I don't feel like
yeah,
right.
No, I'm tired.
No, everyone's tired. We're all pissed off that we're here, but we gotta.
No, that's not all that. I'm just saying I don't think we should. You know,
oh,
I don't.
Upset.
I don't feel like her snoring is.
No, I'm not upset. It's just
like outlandish thing that could be happening. You know,
you're
like,
just trying to hear a story and you just hear.
I know. Oh yeah, no, that's
it's strange.
Fun. It could be me. I breathe heavy. I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway, I walk into a bar. Seth Green is there. He's on my list, as is Joshua Jackson, because
1998.
Because
sure.
It's night. Because Pacey. Because I made this list in 1998. But it's like 2006. Anyway, I'm very thin. Picture me thin.
You're thin. Now.
Picture me very tan. Picture me very thin. I'm wearing a backless shirt.
Oh.
It's very 2006. So Seth Green is there, and I'm like, okay, I see Seth Green. He's on my list. I have to get him to notice me so I can make this happen. I guess I have, like, I'm sharing a hotel with my husband. I don't know how I'm going to get him out of the hotel room for when we make sex. So he's in the bar. So I'm like, okay. So my friend comes in the bar, and I, like, make a big deal out of it, so Seth Green sees me, and I see Seth Green knowing, I'm like, ah, and I see Seth Green seeing me making a big deal out of this, and I was like, ah, and, like, whatever, and then Seth Green goes, hey, what was all that screaming about? Snore. And I was like, oh, I just haven't seen my friend in a while. And he was like, oh, when was the last time you saw your friend? And I was like 4 hours ago. Because I was playing it really cool. And he goes, that's something to scream about. Like, looked in my eyes and said that. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, my God. Like, I, this is going to happen. And so then I had 100 vodkas.
Okay.
While all my friends were like, you should go talk to Seth Green again. And I was like, okay, you guys. So then I did. So then Seth Green is like, you know, like has like a crowd of people around him. And I literally, like, I have a vodka tonic in my hand. And I walk into his, like, circle of people. And I literally, like, I'm like, laugh my way into a circle. And, like, there's silence for, like, half a second. So I go, you're my top five. And, like, rubbed my drink on his, like, nipple, like, of his shirt. And he goes, you just got me all wet. And then he turned around and he got a cab. He didn't say goodbye to anybody. He just left. He just, like, left. I made him leave. I made him leave the bar. We did not have sex.
He didn't know what he had.
Yeah. To be fair, you got him all wet.
I did.
Exciting.
I got him real wet.
So now you got him all wet. Mm-hmm. That's Linda. Linda, what do you think about this?
Linda.
All right. Very good.
She's.
Is she awake now?
Nope.
Okay. Very good.
We're not even talking about it.
All right. It's fine. Kelly.
Yeah.
You did not meet Seth Green.
Not at all.
You met Caesar Milan.
Yeah. Right?
The dog whisperer.
But I was not excited about him.
You were not excited.
I got to meet, well, I met him, but I was more excited about meeting Junior, who was with him also. I was like,
is that his friend?
That was his dog.
Okay.
He was a great pit bull.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
Oh, at O'Hare Airport.
So he flies with his dog.
Yeah. And people are like, you can't pet him because he's a service dog. I'm like, no, he's a service dog so that he can take him on a plane, like, so he doesn't have to go underneath.
Yeah.
Assholes. He was cool with it. I was like, I've never been like nervous, like to like, oh, I worked at a Starbucks and I would see like egg in the Gold Coast, so I'd see like famous people all the time. I'm like, oh, fuck you, Renee Zellweger. And then like, but I was like, oh my gosh, Susan Lawton. Like I'm shaking and my face turns red. Like I was like, this is embarrassing. I'm fucking shaking. And I was like, I turned around. I was like, okay, I gotta do this, Kelly. And I was all by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I take a picture with you? And he was like, sure, okay. And like I was like, hey, lady, can you? And he, like, can you take my picture with Caesar? And I was like, can I just sit next to Junior? And he was like, Kurt, cool, whatever. You know, the dog looks at my face. I'm like, this, oh, my God, this dog knows I'm a good person. Like, I was so fucking excited. It's the worst picture of me because, like, my eyes are closed. And I'm like, it's terrible. But the dog's looking at my face. And I was like, you guys, he knows. I was like, he knows I love dogs. Like, Junior knows I like dogs.
Sure, dogs know who loves him.
Yeah, and then Caesar just, I didn't care too much for him. But.
Kind of a dick. Did he give you a little tzz, like a tzz?
No, but then there's a lady, she was like, my mom loves you, and she was real weird, and she's like, can you take my picture too? And then she was like, can you do the, she called her mom.
Yeah.
So that her mom could talk to him, and he talked to her, yeah. And then like he, she's like, can you do the noise? And like, thankfully he said no.
Yeah.
But like,
that would be the worst. Yeah.
I was only kind of embarrassing a little bit.
I will make
but noise. I was like my I've never I was like shaking like
the dog kissed my face.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm special.
You guys are both special, and here's why. I wrote a little, well, it's a music play I wrote for you guys. I was inspired by a song I heard today. I wrote you guys a play. It's about a couple that's breaking up. Yeah, I have you guys, I put your names on here, and I want you to read it. I want you to legitimately act it. I'm not fucking around.
Okay.
All right?
We graduated from Columbia College, yeah, Chicago together.
I have a bachelor's degree.
I had a class with Laura.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, you read the ones that say Liz. Kelly, you read the ones that say Kelly. Suddenly, you each have two sets of lines, so it's not that much, not that long.
Okay.
So just really act the shit out of it, all right? Here we go. Liz.
Oh, man, my lines are so long.
You get to read it. It's fun.
We got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. The world's come between us. Our lives come between us. I know you just don't care.
What about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it.
Well, that's the one thing we got to learn. That's the one thing.
It's the one thing we got.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, it's a song. It's a song called Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No,
are you not familiar with the song?
No, it was in I was not familiar with your...
was I supposed to be angry? I felt angry.
Yeah, I wanted you to be angry. Okay. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
No, you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really felt that
part. I wasn't going to listen, and then I did. I was like, oh, no, this is actually very good. I actually want to know what happens.
Yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's a song. Deep Blue Something.
It's one of my mom's favorites.
Is it really?
Yeah. She likes to dance to it and do this. I'm doing duck lips and making my hands go out like an Egyptian. So that's
can I put that on my resume? Or
that's the Tina move?
Yeah, please leave your headshot and resume on the way out.
Great.
You guys did a wonderful job. Let's stop doing this. Okay. we have one person left. Give it up for Liz and Kelly. I feel bad that people at the end are getting less time, but we all want to go home. I think that's pretty obvious. Drink your booze. Maybe help Linda to somewhere. We have one more lady. She's a special lady. She's part of a pizza club with me and a guy named Hank Thompson. We had pizza one time. Yeah,
I went to high school with Hank.
Did you?
Yeah.
I sleep on his bed.
He used to, we also worked together at a movie theater, and we would go to Burger King for lunch, and he was heavier at the time, and I wasn't. And so we were eating partners because I could never finish my sandwiches.
Oh. So he'd finish it?
Yeah. But he would make me order extra lettuce on my whatever I got because he liked lettuce.
Yeah.
Like, well, if you're not going to finish it, just get what I want on it.
That's a good Hank.
Yeah, that's a pretty
you
good
Hank. You said a really good Hank.
Hank Thompson out in LA.
I went to prom with his brother in a kilt.
Eric Thompson?
No, not Eric.
No, he's Eric.
Chris Thompson. The oldest.
Yeah, the one that's now a scientist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wore a kilt. I wore a dress. It was great.
It's a fun time. Well, this has been Hank Thompson Chat. everyone knows who he is. By that, I mean the five people in the room. Give it up for our last fucking person. She's fantastic. Natalie Jost, everybody. Let's keep the energy going for Natalie. This is going on for a while now. Natalie!
So fun. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. You got a lot going on. You're a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
You're in a band. Yeah. Multiple bands.
Yeah.
And may we talk about it? Are you allowed to legally talk about this?
Legally, yes.
You were on a reality television program on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Called My Life is a Joke.
Right.
How's that been?
Well, I mean, it doesn't exist anymore.
That's a valid point.
So it was been pretty good.
It was been pretty good. Did you get a lot of, like, people, like, feedback? Like, people see it? What, like, people just on the street stop you and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that you did stand up for your dad.
I was at a wedding and someone saw
really?
It. But that's literally the only person.
Are you Twitter verified because you were on that program?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
It makes it really, I feel like every tweet.
Yeah, people really care about it now.
I just feel like I'm really critical about my tweets now.
Because you're verified.
Because I'm verified.
Yeah, you got the little blue check.
Oh, is that what that is?
The blue check.
That's what it is.
And I'm so scared they're going to take it away and my life's going to be meaningless.
Do they do that? Like,
I don't know.
Well, the show's not on anymore. I don't, oh, my God.
Oh, my foot.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
Well, I'm trying to make it my size.
It's all good.
Where's the camera? I can't see it.
There's one over there, and there's one in Linda's.
You look great, Nat.
There's one in Linda's mouth.
Camera loves
you. I might want to sleep over. Is that
yeah, of course, sleep over.
It's really late.
It is very late.
I have two extra bedrooms.
Awesome.
What?
Wow.
My roommates are gone. I don't have a palace. I have a pool. No. It's just a bathtub.
Now, years ago, maybe a year ago, you made fun of me for not watching Game of Thrones.
I did.
You're a big fan. Anyone here a fan of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Clap it up. Anyone here see the show on Sunday?
Yeah, I did.
Pretty crazy.
It's
pretty crazy. Don't want to talk about it if no one here hasn't seen it.
Tweet.
Yeah, well, give Laura the microphone. She had a Game of Thrones tweet.
I said,
all Game of Thrones needs is Soundgarden playing in the background, and it'd be the 90s.
Black hole sun.
Where did you go? You had to be in the 90s, I guess, to get it.
I was alive during the 90s.
It was grungy.
It was very grungy.
Hey, somebody favorited it.
You got a favorite? You get a retweet?
Who favorited it?
Black hole sun. I don't know who he is. But.
Just a random guy?
One of my many followers.
Maybe you should see what he's doing.
You should be verified. That's more than I got.
You have a few more than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
No? You're a fraud.
I'm trying to keep my followers. They're always close to my number of tweets. I'm trying to keep the tweets above the followers.
Is that your goal?
Yeah.
That's a weird goal.
Well, I feel like you can't have more followers than tweets. That's weird.
I think most people do.
What?
Like, when they get big time, they have
way
more.
Oh, when they get big time.
Yeah.
This is the big time. The game that I prefer to fuck, marry, kill is it's called Either or.
Either or.
And it's just two people, and then you just have to fuck.
So you don't have to kill anyone or marry them.
Right, it's just easier. It's just like, I hate that guy, I love that guy.
Well, I made up some Game of Thrones fuck, marry, kills for you.
Okay.
So
I'll play your game.
Some of these people, spoiler alert, may not be alive anymore.
I mean, I've got a number one.
Or they may be alive. Who knows? No one knows for sure. This is the good one. Rob Stark.
Okay.
Jon Snow.
Oh, my favorite.
Jaime Lannister.
Okay. I love Jon Snow so much.
Yeah.
I have to marry him. Okay. I'm going to fuck Jaime Lannister.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, although he lost his hand.
He did lose his hand. Spoiler.
But that's not his main hand. You know what I mean?
You could still throw that in. Maybe have the hand at the house just for a little while.
I think that's my choice.
Here's the bad one. King Joffrey. The guy that they call the dog. I don't know people's names. That's the hardest part of that show. I have no idea what anyone's name is.
It's hard. It's really hard.
All right. The one that they call the dog?
With the burn face?
Yeah. And then...
I call him Burn Face.
I call him Grandpa Lannister. The old Lannister dude. I don't know his name.
Okay. I kind of find Burn Face sexy.
Okay.
So I'm going to marry Burn Face.
Marry Burn Face.
fuck Joffrey and kill the old man.
Even though he's like all powerful?
Well, if it was like for wealth and money, maybe it would make sense to marry the old man and get his money.
Although if you kill the old man, Joffrey's probably going to get that money.
True. But I'm not going to marry Joffrey. No
fucking
way. You
would be fucking him and marrying the dog.
He's disgusting.
It's gross, right?
Is this how people felt when you were giving me sports people?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But this is way cooler. This is cooler.
This is more hip. Okay. If only Soundgarden was playing, we'd be in the 90s.
Oh, shit.
Won't you come? Alright, you guys all, I didn't tell you this, but you all got complimentary pillows and blankets to sleep here tonight.
So. Oh my god, I thought you said pillows and I got so excited. Yeah. You get a Xanax. You get an Adderall.
What do you want?
Who gets to cuddle with Linda?
I think a blanket would be great.
Everyone gets to cuddle with Linda.
She's everyone's body pillow.
But she woke up as soon as I grabbed her purse. Did anyone notice that? She's got like one eye.
Yeah?
It's her purse.
One eye open.
Sleep with one eye open is what I say.
That's 6 cents.
Should we sing Sleep with One Eye Open? You got some Metallica going on?
We should sing it at Linda.
Speaking of singing, young lady, young Natalie Jost, you sing in like 85 bands.
86.
86
bands.
That's
right.
All right, but by the way, for this My Life is a Joke, are you great friends with all four of those ladies?
Great friends.
The best of friends? That wasn't best. Fake reality TV friendship? Those are real friends?
No, of course it was fake. I mean,
What?
But Lisa Loretta I am actually friends with.
Yes.
And I felt like our scenes were the most normal because we are actually friends.
This made sense.
Yeah.
Kelly Howard. Kelly Howard.
Patty Vasquez.
And
Jessica Joy.
Jessica Joy. Is she part of the Ladies Funny Festival?
Oh. Denied.
Are any of the other women part
she's
of the
She's doing, what's that, 50 Acres?
Yeah, she's on tour. Oh, she's on tour. That's exciting.
And she did that thing that I want to do, which is take those pin-up pics of yourself, but I mean, I don't think I'm going to look as good as her.
You should take pin-up pics.
No, she's pretty attractive. But that's a thing that's happening now, pin-up photos.
Oh, that's not even happening now. I had a bunch of sorority sisters that did it, and then they signed something because they were like 19, and they put it in the newspaper in our college town as their advertisement because it was in West Lafayette, Indiana, so everyone looked like shit. So I got these two like hotties to come do it for their boyfriends, and then they put them in our newspaper.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a little bit of a League of Their Own theme here, like with Jill. Maybe it's just the hairstyle. And then Lindsay, I feel like, so you're like just a little Gina Davis.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to, like, let's all make a baseball team, you know?
That's perfect.
Yeah, we can sing that song.
Could we have crying in this baseball?
No, there's no crying in baseball.
Oh, no. If we're going to start it, we should invent.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'd probably cry.
Yeah, let's have crying in baseball.
Betty Spaghetti? She cried.
I'd be Rosie O'Donnell.
I want to be Madonna.
Am I a Tom Hanks or a John Lovitz?
You're Mr. Harvey.
I don't know who that. I've never.
That seen was the movie. Man that. Oh, he owned the whole league, the Harvey Bars.
You're the sister.
You're the guy that died in the war.
Yeah, you're Kit. Kit's
the worst.
Fuck you, me,
Oh yeah, Kit. So
yeah.
I want to be Marla. Can I be Marla Hooch? Lots of night games.
Marla.
I want to be the guy that pees for a long time.
Tom Hanks.
I want to be Tom Hanks. Okay. Someone's got to be like the chaperone woman that they drug and then she pees a bunch. You could be that little kid. You could be that girl's kid.
I'm going to be still well.
You could just be the bruise on the woman's thigh. You could just be that.
I'll take both. I'll be a thigh bruise. It's fine.
I'm
going
to be the old, when they're back and they're looking at their museum of themselves, but just
the old everyone.
It's old.
Some of them looked incredible.
Oh,
you guys should really do this.
Next year, the whole women's fest is going
to
be.
Yeah, come to my castle. I would love to do a League of Their Own, and then I've been dying to watch Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
I love Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Right. When's the last time you saw it? I mean, I'm ready to see it again.
By like 95.
Yeah.
On VHS, definitely.
And then it's weird because Now and Then keeps coming up, but what's weird about watching Now and Then now is that you're identifying
age,
with the older.
Yeah.
Oh.
Demi Moore.
To me, because she was just like smoking.
I always had to be Chrissy.
You were Chrissy.
You were Chrissy.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's upsetting. You know, she has to eat all the time, and she doesn't know anything.
Did your friends catch you?
Yeah, they'd be like, you're Chrissy. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to be Chrissy. She's fucking pudding all the time. She's always eating pudding, and she's scared of everyone. And now I'm plastic furniture when she grows up.
We have to explain Now and Then to Matt. Now and Then is a coming-of-age tale starring Gabby Hoffman, Christina Ricci, that girl from American Beauty.
Thora Birch.
Thora Birch. And who's the fourth one? Megan Gilley. Just that girl.
Hold on, Dee's got something to say.
I just want to say my people were not represented in the League of Their Own. No. They didn't even have a cleaning woman or nothing. No. Nothing.
Damn. Yeah, they were poor. And, like, they would have been really good, I assume.
Now, why would you assume that?
I mean, like, I don't know if you ever heard of Bo Jackson, but I feel like...
So all black people can play baseball, is that what you're saying?
One cow that was, like, amazing.
Hey, you got 42, all right? Is that not good enough?
I'm just saying.
No, Jack. No, that's all
there is. Represented. We weren't represented. I would have cooked. That would have been fine, I mean, for the time.
Yeah, but they didn't want to go there. It was a lighthearted rap.
What was it, like the 60s?
No, they weren't in Now and Then either.
No black people in Now and Then?
I mean, if we went through all the movies with no black people, it just would be here all night.
Hey,
okay.
No, hold on. Hey, Dee, who would you have been in The Help?
Who would I have been to help all the sister that baked her shit in
Thank
the thing?
You, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Natalie, who would you have been in The Help?
Same one.
I feel like everyone's like, the white girl. No, that's interesting, Dee, Mr. Pink from Paris.
Yeah.
You were in The Color Purple. You were owned most of the people involved.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my part.
In your face, Dee. You don't know how to represent your race.
Yeah, she was good, but
she was great.
I blinked and went to the kitchen. That's why I didn't see it.
She was so proud.
I remember it now. I do remember it now.
I've not seen the movie, but I'm upset
so
that you
said
it.
Why are
you making me nervous?
I don't know.
Is it over?
Are you
going to
hit her?
There was one, so you should really enjoy that. Because there was one, so just deal with it.
All right, fine.
You've got yours.
I've got it. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay. White people, don't turn on me now. I've got no back here tonight.
Let's just say Webster and Different Strokes. That's all you need.
What?
We're not serious.
It's
Jesus.
Because they're
Jesus.
So wrong. We got to the short jokes.
Webster wasn't even a whole Negro. He didn't even grow into a whole Negro.
Nor did Gary
Coleman. I didn't.
No.
But Todd Bridges did.
But let's talk about black cartoons. I mean, what's up with them?
I hate them.
Why?
Oh, my God.
I've hated them
my whole life. You still didn't tell me why you hate them.
You listen to the podcast.
I should title this one Race War. That's the title of this one.
And it's called Race Into the Door.
I just like
the
mix.
I thought Anus War.
That's why they brought me out here to mix things up.
I did. To be fair, I did not know you were black until I got here today.
So you didn't look me up or nothing?
Nah, I didn't look
you
up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Really.
I thought
that's
you
knew. That's why this has not been fun. Because I didn't look up.
Because you didn't know.
We had good rapport early on.
I thought your email was blackstudio.
Yeah. We always will.
Yeah.
Blackd@gmail.
I'm going to remember Matt Riggs for the rest of my comedy career.
Really?
Going right to the moon. Yeah.
That
yeah.
means a lot.
It is.
Oh, hooray.
Yeah.
Matt Riggs knows a lot about anuses. But not about his own.
Just,
that's not necessarily
that's
true. Unless it involves fingers or...
Candy
cane.
I don't love baby anus. This has gotten real crazy. We're
all right. I'm giving you.
We should probably
let's wrap it up.
All right. Here's the Matt loves baby anus.
Matt loves baby anus. Matt loves baby anus. Matt loves baby anus.
I love baby anus.
Is that when we're gonna
do a little? Should we just end on Matt loves baby?
Yeah.
I was going to have Natalie sing, but
I thought you were
going to
sing a duet.
Yeah.
We should sing a lullaby to Linda.
Sing a lullaby.
Sing a lullaby.
No, Natalie should sing.
Well, Matt and I were going to sing together, weren't we?
We were
going to sing Baby Arms?
I can, but I don't know the words.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be a problem.
What do you know the words to?
That chant about me loving anus.
I think that's the best ender, you know?
Let's sing those words just over a Patsy Cline song.
Matt loves. What? It's hard to do.
I don't know what song we're doing.
I was trying to do Crazy.
All right.
Baby,
Matt loves baby anus.
Baby anus.
That anus can't be more than 3 months old. Oh, oh, Matt loves
baby anus.
Sarcastically.
Baby anus.
And baby anus.
And baby anus.
And baby anus. And baby anus. Yeah, this is done.
Yeah!
This is the last year of this. I guaranteed that here tonight. Enjoy the rest of your life, everybody.